Let's go back to 1896. The president was Grover Cleveland. The very first gas-powered cars had just rolled out onto Detroit streets. And the Wright brothers, they wouldn't successfully fly their first airplane for another 7 years. Also in 1896, Phantom Lake YMCA summer camp in Maguanago first opened for boys to enjoy the summer heat outdoors. This year, this camp for all kids celebrates its 130th birthday. It makes it one of the oldest operating summer camps in North America, and its bunks are still full. Jeff Spang is CEO of the Phantom Lake YMCA summer camp. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here today.
And Charlie Lovett is here, a second-generation staff member with the Youth Leadership Development Program at Phantom Lake YMCA Summer Camp. As a camper, Charlie started coming to this camp as a 7-year-old in 2012. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here, Kate.
Jeff, starting with you, you've been running this camp as CEO for 20 years now. That's a small portion of the camp's total lifetime so far. What does it mean to you to be part of its long legacy?
Oh, it's humbling to me. It's such an honor to carry on the traditions of camp and to truly serve children and families. So I'm honored to be in this position to carry on all of the wonderful traditions and making sure today's youth still had the opportunity to have the same experiences of previous generations.
Traditions are so important generation after generation for summer camp. How has the camp experience changed even over your two decades?
Well, I think number one is we really truly have an obsession with safety. So we want to lead the field, lead the industry in safety. So we actually hired a director of safety to oversee all safety procedures and risk management of camp. And that has really improved our quality of camp. And parents see it. So when they see something that we're making a move like that, they're more willing to send their kids to camp.
Charlie, you have such a close history with this camp going back to when you were just 7. What was it like to be a camper at Phantom Lake? What were your earliest memories?
Well, I would say that I always had a blast. I would show up only just for 1 week in the summer, but I was always so excited to go play games in our forest. We call it the Kettles. And also just get to know the fellow campers that I had in my cabin as well. I've made some pretty lifelong friends dating back all the way to when I was 7 that I still keep in contact with even now. And it's been really much a blast and keeps me coming back every summer.
Now you're leading the junior counselors. What are some of the values that you try to instill in your young leaders?
So, like Jeff mentioned, we always try to instill safety as our number one priority, of course. But then also, we want to make sure that our junior counselors are learning how to take initiative, one that will help them be able to hopefully lead the camp in the future when they're old enough to join staff, but also sort of creates a good system for outside of camp as well. I feel like when I was a junior counselor at camp, a lot of the lessons that I learned in this program are things that I carried out into everyday life, and that really helped me grow and mature.
Can you give an example?
Yeah. So I think I was always a bit timid before I was a junior counselor, before I started working. And they always encouraged just being your true self and always never being afraid to be embarrassed, being really out there, meeting new people, experiencing new things. And doing that at camp is really easy because we have such a welcoming environment where everyone feels comfortable to do so. It's such a welcoming place. And that gave me the confidence to go express myself more outside. And I always try to emphasize that with the junior counselors as well, to not be afraid to take risks, to be yourself, to always put your best foot forward. If that makes sense.
Yes. Jeff, what is the value of the camp having many of its counselors grow up with that camp experience background?
Well, they can, again, carry on that tradition and instill those same wonderful leadership skills that they were taught into that next generation. And it's amazing to me to see how resilient these kids can be, and teaching resiliency, that leadership, making sure that they understand that they're superheroes to that next generation coming in. So if a 7-year-old comes in, looks up to a 20-year-old and sees this is the coolest person they've ever met, and then that 20-year-old is really representing camp with some great values. So that's what continues the tradition.
Let's talk about electricity or the lack thereof. Campgoers not able to have their screens and doing without cell phones. Charlie, how hard is it to maintain an unplugged environment with these campers?
Well, in my experience, it's always pretty easy. We always make it clear to parents beforehand that we are an unplugged camp. So no technological devices are allowed. And really, I think the kids have always really been into it. We always like to make sure that we provide an experience that makes them say, wow, like that was so fun. I didn't even need my phone for the whole week.
So you don't feel like you have to help campers adapt to the lack of amenities that they've never gone without?
I think maybe on the first day it's a bit of an adjustment, but camp's got so many different fun activities, got so many things to do that don't involve a phone screen at all, that really speak for themselves and that the campers get really into.
Jeff, why keep the camp an electricity-free site?
Well, I think it's so critical for kids to be detached from screens, and you can see it. I'm so blessed to be able to see it every single day here. You hear the laughter, you see the fun, you see the smiles, and they're getting reconnected with each other, and they're getting reconnected to nature. So the screens can be an addiction, so we want to make sure that they can experience something incredibly fun without the screen. So when they go back home, there's more opportunities for them just to have fun without any screen time.
Hmm. Jeff, this camp, it has survived through the Great Depression, world wars, at least two pandemics. What about this camp's culture makes it so resilient?
Well, I think, again, parents understand the value of sending their... Back in 1896, they understood the value of having a child go to camp where they could... In 1896, they were being disconnected from the crazy things that were happening in the city and all the hard work. So they saw the value of having a child experience something as wonderful, the nature and again, being face to face with each other and laughing out loud. So that has truly carried us through where we understand that core principle of making sure a child can be a child can have fun, and they can gain traction. So when they go back, they can, they're able to face the tough difficulties of the world much better because of their experience at camp.
Charlie, camps often have their own traditions. Sometimes they have their own words and inside jokes or songs. Is there a legacy tradition for your camp that you try to pass on?
Well, one that I absolutely adore is at the end of the week, every week, we have what's called Square. And the logo of our camp is what we call the Phantom Square, and it's a representative of a Bible verse that we have, Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so at Square, four counselors will sit around a wooden square that we have, and they'll each tell a story that involves them either growing in wisdom or in stature or in favor with God or man. And we just like to represent how camp helps people grow and how camp touches the lives of everyone who walks onto camp. It touches the lives of our counselors, of our junior counselors, and especially our campers.
Jeff, this camp also is serving all children, regardless of disability. Can you talk a little bit about the inclusive nature of Phantom Lake YMCA?
This is one of the most special things that has happened in the last 20 years, where we want to make sure camp is available to any child and every child. So we have a special fundraiser that takes care of the additional resources it needs that we need to have to serve these children. And we want to make sure that these families have a choice And that's, if you talk to a family of, for example, if you talk to a family of a that has a child with autism, they're so limited on their choices as far as where they can send their kid, where they can send their kids, where they feel very safe and nurtured. And we wanted to be that space, and we wanted to make sure that they could experience camp right alongside every other child. And it's been incredible. It's been amazing to see not only the growth of the child with special needs, but all the kids around them. And it is really fabulous to see it.
Well, Jeff and Charlie, thank you so much for sharing Phantom Lake with us and the experience.
Thank you, Kate. Certainly appreciate your time, and I hope you can come and visit us one of these days.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about Camp Kate.
Jeff Spang is CEO of Phantom Lake YMCA Summer Camp, and Charlie Lovett, a second-generation staff member with the camp's Youth Leadership Development Program. He first started attending this camp at age 7. We've been talking about the Phantom Lake YMCA Summer Camp in Mukwonago in southeastern Wisconsin, celebrating its 130th anniversary of hosting campers this year.